AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They've been talking at the G7 summit in Germany about terrorism and climate change. And President Obama has been trying to convince European leaders to maintain sanctions against Russia in the wake of new violence in Ukraine. This morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is saying the Russian sanctions will remain until a ceasefire holds. And she says through a translator, the G7 nations are prepared to step up the sanctions if necessary.
We are also willing, if this is necessary, but that's not what we want, but if need be, we could toughen the sanctions if the situation requires us to do so.
On the issue of climate change, she says the G7 leaders are calling for an end to fossil fuel use by the end of this century. Did somebody help two convicted killers break out of a maximum security prison in upstate New York? Governor Andrew Cuomo tells the Today Show.
I don't believe they could have acquired the equipment that they needed to do this without help. And we have a separate investigation that's going through exactly that question.
The two prisoners used power tools to cut through steel pipes, crawl down a catwalk, broke through a brick wall, cut the chain and lock on a manhole cover, and popped up outside the prison.
This really could have been a movie script, and if you saw it as a movie script, it would have been unbelievable.
Investigators are looking into whether civilian employees or private contractors helped the two. The men are still on the loose. Activists say government airstrikes on a village in northwestern Syria have killed dozens of people. And South African prison officials are recommending that Oscar Pistorius be released from prison in August and put under house arrest. It's been less than a year since he was sentenced to 5 years for shooting and killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. This is AP Radio News. Apple is expected to announce it's making a push to become a leader in streaming music. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue with this story.
Apple has changed the way people listen to music. Plastic discs were replaced by digital downloads with iTunes, iPods, and iPhones. Sales in iTunes have dropped recently, and streaming services like Spotify and Pandora are growing rapidly. About 41 million people around the globe now pay for streaming music. The new Apple Music streaming service is expected to launch this summer. Industry experts also expect Apple to announce a new streaming video package. I'm Ed Donahue.
And happy birthday to former First Lady Barbara Bush. She is celebrating her 90th birthday today. She will have a big birthday party in Kennebunkport, Maine, with family members present, and a gala is planned for tonight. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.